Bound by Chains of Love. Chapter 1. The Prison of Home. The early morning light crept through the blinds, painting pale stripes across the beige walls of the bedroom. Michael Carter lay awake, staring at the ceiling, listening to the familiar sounds of his wife, Sophia, rustling in the bathroom. Her voice carried through the half-closed door, sharp and irritated, as she spoke about something he'd forgotten to do again. "You didn't take out the trash last night, Michael. It's not that hard. Do you know how embarrassing it is for the neighbors to see our bins overflowing? Honestly, what do you even do around here?" Her words stabbed at him, as they had for years. Each sentence was a dagger, a reminder that in Sophia's eyes, he was perpetually inadequate. Michael clenched his jaw and forced himself to respond in a calm, steady voice. "I'll take care of it now," he said, sitting up and swinging his legs over the side of the bed. "Now!" Sophia snapped, appearing in the doorway with her arms crossed. Her dark brown eyes, once filled with warmth, now bore into him with disdain. "Why couldn't you do it when I asked you the first time? Do you even listen when I talk to you?" Michael didn't answer. What was the point? Any response would only lead to another argument, and Ethan would hear. Their 8-year-old son didn't need to see more of the cracks in their family than he already had. He stood, grabbed the trash bags, and stepped outside, breathing in the crisp morning air. The faint chirping of birds contrasted starkly with the tension inside the house. For a brief moment, he allowed himself to imagine a different life, one where the house wasn't filled with constant criticism and where love wasn't a distant memory. But that life was a fantasy, and fantasies didn't help him raise Ethan. Michael was halfway to the curb when he heard the front door open behind him. He turned to see Ethan standing on the porch, his pajamas slightly wrinkled, clutching his favorite action figure. "Dad, can we play later?" Ethan asked, his voice hopeful. Michael forced a smile. "Of course, buddy. After breakfast, okay?" Ethan beamed and nodded, retreating back inside. Michael's chest tightened. That smile was why he stayed. No matter how toxic things got with Sophia, he couldn't bear the thought of being separated from Ethan. He'd seen too many fathers fade out of their children's lives after a divorce, becoming nothing more than a voice on the phone or a visitor on weekends. Returning inside, Michael braced himself for another day of walking on eggshells. Sophia was already in the kitchen, slamming cupboard doors as she prepared breakfast. He sat silently at the table, sipping his coffee, trying to make himself invisible. It was a skill he'd honed over the years. But the silence didn't last long. "Are you just going to sit there, or are you going to help?" Sophia demanded, her back to him. Michael stood and began setting the table. It was a small gesture, but it seemed to mollify her for the moment. As they ate, Ethan chattered about his upcoming school project, blissfully unaware of the tension between his parents. Michael envied his son's innocence and vowed to protect it for as long as he could. The night begins. That evening, after Ethan was tucked into bed and Sophia had retired to the bedroom with her tablet, Michael sat alone in the living room. The TV murmured in the background, but he wasn't paying attention. His mind was elsewhere, consumed by a growing restlessness. He grabbed his jacket and keys, telling himself he was just going for a drive to clear his head. But as he navigated the city streets, his destination became clear. He parked outside a dimly lit bar on the outskirts of town, a place where no one would recognize him. Inside, the air was thick with the smell of alcohol and faint traces of perfume. Michael sat at the bar, nursing a whiskey, and observed the people around him. He wasn't looking for anything, or so he told himself. Yet when a woman with kind eyes and a warm smile sat beside him, he found himself striking up a conversation. Her name was Lisa. She was friendly, easy to talk to, and seemed genuinely interested in what he had to say. For the first time in years, Michael felt seen, as though he weren't just an extension of someone else's expectations. Their conversation flowed effortlessly, and before he knew it, they were leaving together. As they stood by her car, Lisa leaned in and kissed him. Michael hesitated for a brief moment, guilt flickering in the back of his mind. But the weight of years of rejection and abuse pushed him forward, and he kissed her back. The guilt sets in. The next morning, Michael awoke to the sound of Sophia's sharp voice calling his name. He quickly dressed and joined her in the kitchen, where she was berating him for forgetting to pick up milk on his way home. "Where were you last night, anyway?" she asked, her tone accusatory. "Out with your so-called friends again?" "Just went for a drive," Michael lied smoothly, avoiding her gaze. The guilt from the previous night was heavy, but it was buried beneath a sense of relief. For a few hours, he'd felt wanted, appreciated. It was a fleeting escape from the prison of his marriage. Ethan entered the kitchen, breaking the tension with his cheerful chatter. Michael clung to those moments of light, knowing they were what made the rest of his life bearable, foreshadowing the darkness ahead. As the days turned into weeks, Michael's secret life became a routine. Each encounter was different, but the emptiness remained. No matter how many women he charmed, the sense of guilt and longing grew stronger. Sophia's suspicions increased, and her anger became more volatile. Michael's double life was a house of cards, and he knew it was only a matter of time before it came crashing down. But then he met Jenna Lewis, a woman who would change everything. Chapter 2: The Masks We Wear. Michael Carter sat at his desk at work, staring at the computer screen. His inbox was full, and the office buzzed with the sound of phones ringing and colleagues chatting, but he barely noticed. His mind was elsewhere, still caught in the fragile threads of his double life. Last night's rendezvous with Lisa had been another temporary reprieve, but the weight of his choices was growing heavier. "Michael, you're zoning out again," said Jared, his coworker, snapping him back to the present. "You okay, man?"
"Yeah, I'm fine," Michael replied, forcing a smile.
"Just a lot on my mind." Jared nodded, unconvinced. Michael's distracted demeanor had become more frequent in recent months, but no one at the office pressed him about it. He was, by all accounts, a diligent employee who kept his personal life separate from his work, a carefully curated mask he wore to survive the day, a routine disrupted. That evening, Michael returned home to find Sophia in an unusually good mood. She was sitting at the dining table, scrolling through her tablet, while Ethan worked on a drawing beside her. The sight warmed Michael's heart, but the moment was short-lived.
"You're late," Sophia said, her tone clipped.
"Again, there was traffic," Michael lied, placing his briefcase by the door. Sophia didn't look up. "Maybe if you left work on time, you wouldn't have to deal with traffic." Michael sighed, choosing not to respond. He joined Ethan at the table, admiring his son's artwork.
"What are you working on, buddy?"
"A superhero," Ethan exclaimed, holding up his drawing of a caped figure. "He saves people and always wins." Michael smiled, his heart aching. He wished he could be the hero Ethan imagined, a strong, dependable figure who always did the right thing. But he felt more like the villain in his own story, trapped in a cycle of deception and self-loathing. The escape. Later that night, after Sophia had gone to bed, Michael found himself in the living room, staring at his phone. He knew he shouldn't leave. Sophia's suspicions were already mounting, but the need for escape was too strong. He grabbed his keys and slipped out the door, the quiet hum of the city calling to him. He ended up at a different bar this time, one farther from home. The dim lighting and low music created an atmosphere of anonymity, a place where he could blend into the crowd and shed the weight of his real life. He ordered a drink and sat at the bar, observing the patrons around him. That's when he saw her. She was sitting alone at a corner table, sipping a glass of wine and scrolling through her phone. Her auburn hair framed her face, and there was a quiet confidence about her that caught Michael's attention. She wasn't like the other women he'd encountered. There was something different, something magnetic. Summoning his courage, Michael approached her table. "Is this seat taken?" he asked, gesturing to the chair across from her. She looked up, her green eyes meeting his.
"Not at all," she said with a smile.
"Please sit."
"I'm Michael," he said, extending a hand.
"Jenna," she replied, shaking his hand. Her grip was firm, her smile genuine. A connection unfolds. As they talked, Michael found himself drawn to Jenna in a way he hadn't expected. She was smart, funny, and disarmingly honest. Unlike his previous encounters, there was no pretense or superficiality. Jenna seemed genuinely interested in him. Not the version of himself he presented to the world, but the man beneath the mask.
"I don't usually come to places like this," Jenna admitted, swirling her wine glass.
"But sometimes you just need a change of scenery, you know?"
"I get that," Michael said, nodding.
"Sometimes life gets overwhelming." Jenna studied him for a moment, her gaze thoughtful. "You look like someone carrying a lot of weight. Are you okay?" Michael hesitated. No one had ever asked him that before, not like this. The question caught him off guard, and for a moment he considered telling her the truth. But the thought of exposing his vulnerabilities to a stranger was too terrifying.
"I'm fine," he said, forcing a smile.
"Just work stress." Jenna didn't press him, but her eyes suggested she didn't believe him. Still, she changed the subject, steering the conversation toward lighter topics. For the first time in years, Michael felt a genuine connection with someone. The return home.
When Michael finally returned home, it was past midnight. He slipped into the house quietly, careful not to wake Sophia. But as he crept into the bedroom, he found her sitting up in bed, her arms crossed and her eyes blazing. "Where the hell were you?" she demanded. "I went for a drive," Michael said, his voice steady. "I needed to clear my head." "At midnight?" Sophia scoffed. "Do you think I'm stupid, Michael? You've been sneaking out a lot lately. What are you up to?" Michael felt his pulse quicken. He knew this confrontation was inevitable, but he wasn't prepared for it. "I'm not up to anything," he said, keeping his tone calm. "I just needed some air." Sophia didn't look convinced. "You're lying," she said coldly. "And I'm going to find out the truth." Her words sent a chill down Michael's spine. He knew Sophia's suspicions would only grow, and the walls of his double life were beginning to close in. But he couldn't stop, not now. Not when Jenna had stirred something inside him that he hadn't felt in years. Foreshadowing the storm. The next day, Michael received a text from Jenna. "It was really nice meeting you last night. I hope we can do it again sometime." Michael stared at the message, torn between guilt and longing. He knew he should delete it, walk away, and focus on fixing the mess of his life. But the thought of Jenna, the warmth of her smile, the kindness in her voice, was impossible to ignore. He typed a response, his fingers trembling. "I'd like that too." As he hit send, a sense of foreboding settled over him. He was walking a dangerous path, and he knew it. But for the first time in years, he felt alive, and he wasn't ready to give that up. Chapter 3, Jenna's Kind Eyes. Michael Carter's heart raced as he parked his car a block away from the cafe where he was meeting Jenna. It had been only a few days since their first encounter, but she'd already occupied his thoughts in a way no one else had. He told himself it was just coffee, nothing serious, but deep down, he knew this meeting was a step further down a path he couldn't turn back from. He glanced at his phone to check the time. He had an hour before he needed to be home, plenty of time to avoid arousing Sophia's suspicion. But as he stepped inside the quaint cafe, the warm aroma of freshly brewed coffee greeting him, the world outside faded. Jenna was sitting at a corner table, her auburn hair catching the sunlight streaming through the window. When she saw him, her face lit up with a smile that made him forget, just for a moment, the storm brewing in his life. A conversation that changed everything. "Hey," Jenna said as he approached, standing to greet him with a friendly hug. "I wasn't sure you'd come." Michael smiled, his nerves easing slightly. "I wouldn't miss it." They sat down, and the conversation flowed as effortlessly as it had the first time. Jenna told him about her work as a freelance graphic designer, her love for traveling, and her dream of starting her own business someday. Michael found himself opening up more than he intended, sharing details about his job and even mentioning Ethan, though he carefully avoided any mention of Sophia. "You really love your son," Jenna said, her green eyes softening. "I can tell just by the way you talk about him." "He's my world," Michael admitted, a twinge of guilt tightening his chest. "Everything I do is for him." Jenna leaned forward slightly, her expression thoughtful. "It sounds like you're carrying a lot on your shoulders. I don't want to pry, but are you happy?" The question caught Michael off guard. He hesitated, his mind racing. Happy? He couldn't remember the last time he'd felt genuinely happy. His life was a constant balancing act, a struggle to keep everything from falling apart. "I don't know," he said finally, his voice quiet. "I guess I've been so focused on keeping things together that I haven't thought about it." Jenna reached across the table, her hand brushing his. "You deserve to be happy, Michael." Her words hit him like a jolt of electricity. He wanted to believe her, but the weight of his reality loomed over him like a shadow. A growing connection. Over the next few weeks, Michael and Jenna continued to meet in secret. Their connection deepened with every conversation, every stolen moment. Jenna became a sanctuary for Michael, a refuge from the chaos of his life. She listened without judgment, offering him a glimpse of what life could be like if he weren't trapped in his toxic marriage. But as their bond grew stronger, so did Michael's guilt. Every time he returned home, he felt the weight of his betrayal pressing down on him. Sophia's sharp words and icy glares only fueled his desire to escape, but Ethan's innocent smile reminded him of why he stayed. One evening, as Michael sat in the living room pretending to watch TV, Sophia stormed in, her face twisted with anger. "Where have you been sneaking off to?" she demanded, her voice loud enough to wake Ethan if he wasn't careful. Michael tensed, keeping his expression neutral. "I told you, I've been going for drives. Work has been stressful, and I need time to think." "Don't lie to me," Sophia snapped. I know you're hiding something. Michael met her gaze, his tone calm but firm. I'm not hiding anything, Sophia. I just need space. Sophia scoffed, her voice dripping with disdain. Space? You've got plenty of space, Michael. You're never here emotionally, so don't pretend like this is my fault. As Sophia's tirade continued, Michael felt his resolve harden. He couldn't live like this forever. But the thought of leaving, of losing Ethan, was unbearable. Secrets in the dark. One night, after a particularly brutal argument with Sophia, Michael drove to Jenna's apartment. He hadn't planned to go. He simply needed to see her, to feel the warmth of her presence. When she opened the door, her concern was evident. "What's wrong?" she asked, pulling him inside. Michael hesitated, the weight of his emotions threatening to overwhelm him. "I can't do this anymore," he said, his voice cracking. "The lies, the guilt, the constant fighting, it's too much." Jenna guided him to the couch, sitting beside him. "You don't have to do it alone," she said softly. "Whatever you're going through, I'm here." Her words were like a balm to his frayed nerves. He leaned into her, letting her hold him as the weight of his life pressed down on him. For the first time in years, Michael allowed himself to feel vulnerable, to let someone see the cracks in his carefully constructed facade. Sophia's growing suspicion. Back at home, Sophia's suspicions reached a boiling point. She began tracking Michael's movements, checking his phone whenever he left it unattended. She even enlisted the help of a friend, a private investigator, to dig into his life. The investigator quickly uncovered Michael's visits to Jenna's apartment, documenting his late-night escapades with photos and timestamps. Sophia seethed as she reviewed the evidence, her anger simmering beneath the surface. She wasn't ready to confront him yet. Not until she had a plan to make him pay for his betrayal. A fragile balance. Michael's double life became increasingly precarious. Every interaction with Jenna brought him joy, but it also deepened his fear of discovery. Meanwhile, Sophia's behavior grew more erratic, her accusations more pointed. One afternoon, as Michael picked Ethan up from school, his son asked a question that made his heart ache. "Dad, why are you and Mom always mad at each other?" Michael glanced at Ethan in the rearview mirror, his chest tightening. "We're not mad at each other, buddy. Sometimes grown-ups just have a lot on their minds." Ethan frowned, his small hands gripping his backpack. "I wish you and Mom would be happy." Michael didn't respond. He couldn't. His son's words cut deeper than any argument with Sophia ever could, foreshadowing the breaking point. As Michael navigated the treacherous waters of his double life, the tension in his marriage continued to escalate. The lines between his worlds blurred, and the stakes grew higher with every passing day. Sophia was closing in, Jenna was growing more attached, and Ethan was caught in the crossfire. Michael knew it was only a matter of time before everything came crashing down. But for now, he clung to the fragile balance, hoping against hope that he could keep the pieces of his life from shattering. Chapter 4: Love and Deception. Michael Carter stared at the ceiling as Sophia's angry words echoed in his mind. Another argument had erupted earlier that evening. Another reminder of the toxic cycle he couldn't seem to escape. Sophia's sharp voice had accused him of everything under the sun: neglect, selfishness, and now infidelity. He hadn't said a word in his defense. What would be the point? Anything he said would only feed her fire. Ethan was asleep now, but Michael knew the tension in the house was impossible to ignore. He turned on his side and glanced at the clock, 11:47 p.m. The house was quiet except for the faint hum of the refrigerator. Sophia's breathing was steady, signaling that she had finally fallen asleep. Slipping out of bed, Michael grabbed his keys and jacket and crept out of the house. He knew it was a risk to leave, especially with Sophia growing more suspicious, but he needed air. He needed her. A moment of escape. The streets were quiet as Michael drove toward Jenna's apartment. The city lights flickered like stars, and for a brief moment, the world felt calm. When he reached her building, Jenna was waiting at the door, wrapped in a soft cardigan. She smiled as he approached, and just like that, the weight on his shoulders felt a little lighter. "You look exhausted," Jenna said, letting him in. Michael shrugged, his expression weary. "It's been a long day." She led him to the couch, where they sat close, her hand resting on his. "You can talk to me, Michael. Whatever it is, I'm here." For a moment, he considered telling her everything. The abuse, the lies, the reason he stayed with Sophia despite everything. But he couldn't bring himself to do it. He didn't want Jenna to see the full extent of his brokenness. "I just needed to get away," he said instead, his voice low. "Being with you makes it easier." Jenna leaned her head on his shoulder, her presence soothing. You deserve more than easier, Michael. You deserve to be happy. Her words cut deep because they exposed a truth he couldn't deny. With Jenna, he felt a glimpse of the life he'd always wanted, a life filled with warmth, understanding, and love. But that life came with a price he wasn't sure he could pay. Sophia's game. Back at home, Sophia wasn't asleep as Michael had thought. She lay in bed, her eyes open and her jaw tight. When she heard his car pull away earlier, she'd resisted the urge to confront him. Instead, she made a decision. It was time to take matters into her own hands. Grabbing her phone, Sophia called her friend Carly, who worked as a private investigator. "I need you to follow Michael," she said bluntly. "I want to know where he's going and who he's with." Carly hesitated on the other end of the line. "Are you sure about this? It might not be what you think." Sophia's voice was ice. "Oh, I'm sure. Just get me proof." As she hung up, a grim smile tugged at her lips. Michael thought he was clever, sneaking around and lying to her face, but he would soon learn that she wasn't the fool he believed her to be. A line crossed. The next few weeks passed in a tense blur. Michael continued to see Jenna whenever he could, their connection growing stronger with each stolen moment. But as their bond deepened, so did his guilt. Every time he returned home, the weight of his lies grew heavier. One night, after dinner, Sophia confronted him. "You've been acting strange, Michael," she said, her tone accusatory. "Coming home late, disappearing for hours. What's going on?" Michael met her gaze, keeping his expression neutral. "I told you, I've been working late and taking drives to clear my head." "It's nothing." Sophia crossed her arms, her eyes narrowing. "I don't believe you." Before Michael could respond, Ethan walked into the room, clutching his stuffed dinosaur. "Mom, Dad, are you fighting again?" Sophia softened immediately, kneeling to hug their son. "No, sweetie. Mommy and Daddy are just talking." Michael felt a pang of guilt as Ethan looked at him with wide, trusting eyes. He hated the idea of his son growing up in such a toxic environment. But what could he do? Leaving would mean losing Ethan, and that wasn't an option. The evidence. A few days later, Sophia received an email from Carly. Attached were photos of Michael with Jenna, leaving her apartment, holding hands, and even kissing in the parking lot. The evidence was damning, and Sophia's anger boiled over. That evening, she waited until Michael came home before confronting him. Holding up her phone, she shoved the pictures in his face. "What the hell is this?" she demanded. Michael froze, his heart pounding. He recognized the photos instantly, but he struggled to find the words to respond. "Don't you dare lie to me, Michael," Sophia spat. "You've been sneaking around behind my back, and now I have proof." Michael ran a hand through his hair, his mind racing. "Sophia, I can explain." "Explain what?" "That you're a liar? That you've been cheating on me while I'm stuck here holding this family together?" Her voice grew louder, and Michael glanced toward the hallway, worried Ethan might hear. "Keep your voice down," he pleaded. "We don't need to do this in front of Ethan." Sophia scoffed. "Don't you dare try to play the concerned father now. You've already ruined this family. A choice looms." Over the next few days, Michael's life spiraled out of control. Sophia threatened to take Ethan and leave, using the photos as leverage in a potential custody battle. Jenna, unaware of the turmoil at home, began to question why Michael was holding back, why he couldn't commit fully to their relationship. Michael was trapped. If he left Sophia for Jenna, he risked losing Ethan forever. But if he stayed, he would be condemning himself to a life of misery and emotional abuse. Jenna sensed his hesitation during one of their meetings. "You're holding something back, Michael," she said gently. "I don't know what it is, but I can't keep doing this if you're not honest with me." Michael looked at her, his heart aching. "It's complicated." "It doesn't have to be," Jenna said, her voice firm. "You deserve to be happy, Michael. But you have to decide what you want." The breaking point. The chapter ends with Michael standing at a crossroads, torn between two worlds. Sophia's threats, Ethan's innocence, and Jenna's love pull him in different directions, and the suspense builds as the cracks in his life deepen. Michael knows he can't keep living this way, but the choice before him feels impossible. Whatever decision he makes, someone will get hurt, and the consequences will be devastating. Chapter 5, A Broken Foundation. Michael Carter sat alone in his car, gripping the steering wheel tightly. Rain pattered against the windshield, mirroring the turmoil in his heart. The last 48 hours had been a whirlwind of confrontations, threats, and sleepless nights. Sophia's discovery of his affair with Jenna had shattered the fragile balance he'd maintained, and now, Everything was falling apart. He stared at his phone, Jenna's last text glowing on the screen. "I need to know if we have a future, Michael. Please talk to me." His thumb hovered over the keyboard, but he couldn't bring himself to respond. How could he? Sophia's threats to take Ethan and leave had tied his hands. Even if Jenna was his only source of happiness, Ethan was his world, and he couldn't risk losing him. A battle at home. Returning home that evening, Michael found Sophia waiting for him in the living room. Her arms were crossed, and her expression was ice cold. The photos Carly had sent her lay spread across the coffee table, a damning reminder of his betrayal. "We need to talk," she said curtly. Michael sighed and sat across from her, bracing himself for another onslaught. "Sophia, I'm sorry." "Sorry," she interrupted, her voice rising. "You're sorry? Do you have any idea what you've done to this family?" "I made a mistake," Michael said, his tone pleading. "But I'm still here. I haven't left, and I'm not going to." Sophia leaned forward, her eyes narrowing. "Do you think that makes you a hero? Staying here while sneaking around behind my back? You're pathetic, Michael." Her words hit like a slap, but Michael didn't flinch. He'd grown used to her venom over the years, though it still cut deep. "I'm trying to make things right," he said quietly. "For Ethan." Sophia laughed bitterly. "For Ethan? Don't pretend this is about him. You're just scared I'll take him away from you." Michael's jaw tightened. "He's my son. You can't just take him and leave." "Watch me," Sophia said, her voice cold. "I have proof of your affair, Michael. A judge will side with me." Michael clenched his fists, anger bubbling beneath the surface. "You're not taking him from me, Sophia." "I won't let you." They stared at each other, the room thick with tension. For the first time, Michael saw a flicker of uncertainty in Sophia's eyes. Despite her bravado, she knew he wouldn't go down without a fight. Jenna's patience wears thin. Meanwhile, Jenna was growing restless. Michael's silence was driving her mad, and she couldn't shake the feeling that he was slipping away. She replayed their conversations in her mind, searching for clues to his hesitation. When Michael finally called her the next day, his voice was heavy with exhaustion. "I'm sorry I haven't been in touch," he said. "Things at home are complicated." "Michael, I need to know where we stand," Jenna said, her tone firm but gentle. "I care about you, but I can't keep waiting in the dark." Michael closed his eyes, the weight of his decision pressing down on him. "I care about you too, Jenna. More than I can say. But I have to think about my son." Jenna was silent for a moment. When she spoke again, her voice was tinged with sadness. "I understand, Michael. But you can't keep living like this. You have to choose me or her." Ethan struggles. As the tension between Michael and Sophia escalated, Ethan began to feel the effects. At school, his teacher noticed a change in his behavior. He was quieter, more withdrawn, and less engaged in class. One afternoon, Michael received a call from Ethan's teacher, Mrs. Hargrove. "I wanted to talk to you about Ethan," she said. "He's been having a tough time lately. Is everything okay at home?" Michael's heart sank. "We're going through some things," he admitted. "I'll talk to him." That evening, Michael sat down with Ethan in his room. "Hey, buddy," he said gently. "How are you feeling?" Ethan shrugged, staring at his hands. "Okay, I guess." Michael placed a hand on his son's shoulder. "You can talk to me, you know. If something's bothering you, I want to help." Ethan looked up, his eyes filled with tears. "Why are you and Mom always fighting? Did I do something wrong?" Michael's chest tightened, guilt washing over him. "No, Ethan. None of this is your fault. Mom and I just have some grown-up problems, but we both love you very much." Ethan nodded, but his expression remained somber. Michael hugged him tightly, vowing to protect him from the fallout of their broken marriage. Sophia's power play. Determined to maintain control, Sophia began using Ethan as leverage. She started planting seeds of doubt in his mind, subtly turning him against Michael. "Daddy doesn't care about us," she would say. "That's why he's always gone." Michael noticed the change in Ethan's demeanor. His once bright eyes now held a hint of mistrust. It broke Michael's heart, but he couldn't confront Sophia without risking an even bigger rift. Michael's breaking point. One night, after another heated argument with Sophia, Michael drove to a secluded park. He sat on a bench under the stars, his mind racing. He felt like a prisoner, torn between his love for Ethan and his desire to be free from Sophia's abuse. Jenna's words echoed in his mind. "You deserve to be happy. But what about Ethan? Could he really leave and risk losing his son?" The thought was unbearable. Yet staying meant sacrificing his own happiness, possibly for the rest of his life. Foreshadowing the decision, As Michael sat in the quiet darkness, he realized there was no easy way out. No matter what he chose, someone would get hurt. The weight of his decision loomed over him, a constant reminder that time was running out. The chapter ends with Michael returning home, his resolve wavering, but his love for Ethan unwavering. The cracks in his foundation are growing deeper, and the suspense builds as the inevitable confrontation draws closer. Chapter 6, Truth Unveiled. The days blurred together as Michael Carter walked a tightrope, balancing his fractured marriage, his secret relationship with Jenna, and his role as a father. Each passing moment felt like a countdown to an inevitable explosion, and he knew he couldn't keep his house of cards from collapsing much longer. At home, Sophia's anger simmered beneath the surface, her suspicions now fully confirmed, but her strategy far from over. At work, Michael struggled to focus, haunted by the weight of his choices. And with Jenna, the cracks in their once effortless connection began to show as her patience wore thin. A growing rift with Jenna. Jenna stared at her phone, her finger hovering over Michael's contact. It had been 3 days since their last conversation, and the silence was eating away at her. She couldn't help but wonder if he was pulling away, or worse, if he'd decided to stay with Sophia. When Michael finally called, his voice was strained. "I'm sorry I've been distant," he said. "Things at home are complicated." "They've always been complicated," Jenna replied, her frustration seeping through. "But Michael, I need to know if you're serious about us. I can't keep doing this if you're just going to disappear every time things get hard." "I am serious," Michael said quickly. "I care about you, Jenna. More than I can put into words. But I can't just walk away from my son." Jenna sighed, her heart heavy. "I understand that Ethan comes first. But you can't keep living like this. It's tearing you apart." Michael knew she was right, but the solution wasn't as simple as she made it sound. "I need more time," he said finally. "Please, Jenna. Just a little more time." Jenna didn't respond right away. When she finally spoke, her voice was quiet but firm. "I love you, Michael. But I can't wait forever." Sophia's manipulation deepens. At home, Sophia's manipulation grew more calculated. She began involving Ethan in her power plays, using him as a pawn to keep Michael in line. Whenever Michael tried to connect with his son, Sophia found subtle ways to undermine him. "Daddy's always busy," she would tell Ethan. "He doesn't have time for us anymore." Michael noticed the shift in Ethan's behavior. His son seemed more withdrawn, less eager to spend time with him. It broke Michael's heart, but every attempt to confront Sophia only escalated the tension. One evening, as Michael helped Ethan with his homework, Sophia stood in the doorway, arms crossed. "Don't forget, you have a meeting with the lawyer tomorrow," she said pointedly. Michael frowned. "What lawyer?" Sophia smirked. "Oh, didn't I tell you? I've decided to start the custody process. If you think you can keep lying and sneaking around, think again." Michael's stomach dropped. "Sophia, you don't have to do this. We can work something out." "Work something out?" Sophia scoffed. "You think I'm going to let you keep walking all over me?" "No, Michael. This is war." Michael's desperation. That night, Michael drove aimlessly through the city, his thoughts a chaotic mess. The walls were closing in, and he felt like he was suffocating. He pulled into a parking lot and sat in silence, the weight of his life pressing down on him. His phone buzzed, and he saw a text from Jenna. "I can't keep waiting in the dark, Michael. Please, just tell me the truth." Michael stared at the message, his hands trembling. Jenna was his one source of light, but he couldn't deny the darkness that surrounded him. He began typing a response, but before he could hit send, another text came through. This one from Sophia. "We need to talk." Now, the confrontation. When Michael returned home, Sophia was waiting for him in the living room. The photos Carly had sent her were spread across the coffee table, and a legal document sat beside them. Sophia gestured for him to sit. "I've had enough, Michael," she said coldly. "You've been lying to me, sneaking around, and now I have everything I need to take Ethan away from you." Michael's heart pounded. "Sophia, please. Let's not do this. Whatever problems we have, we can work through them. For Ethan's sake." Sophia laughed bitterly. "For Ethan's sake? Don't pretend you're doing this for him. You're selfish, Michael. You've always been selfish." Her words cut deep, but Michael held his ground. "I'm not perfect, Sophia. I've made mistakes, and I'll own up to them. But I love my son, and I won't let you take him from me." Sophia leaned back, her eyes narrowing. "Then prove it. End things with her. Cut her out of your life completely, or I'll make sure you never see Ethan again." Jenna's ultimatum. The next day, Michael met Jenna at a park, the tension between them palpable. Jenna could tell something was wrong the moment he arrived, his expression heavy with regret. "I can't keep doing this, Jenna," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. Jenna's heart sank. "What are you saying, Michael?" "I love you," he said, his eyes meeting hers. "But I can't lose my son. Sophia's threatening to take him away, and I can't risk that." Jenna's eyes filled with tears. "So that's it? You're choosing her over me?" "I'm choosing Ethan," Michael said, his voice cracking. "He's my everything, Jenna. I can't abandon him." Jenna nodded, her heart breaking. "I understand, Michael. But it doesn't make this hurt any less." They stood in silence, the weight of their goodbye hanging between them. When Jenna finally walked away, Michael felt a part of himself go with her, foreshadowing the final decision. As Michael returned home, he felt like a man divided. He had made his choice, but the cost was almost unbearable. Sophia greeted him with a knowing smirk, but Michael barely noticed. His thoughts were consumed by Jenna, by the life he could have had if things had been different. Ethan ran up to him, hugging him tightly, and Michael felt a bittersweet sense of purpose. He had sacrificed his happiness for his son, and he could only hope it was worth it. Chapter 7, The Web Tightens. Michael Carter sat in the dim light of his living room, staring blankly at the TV screen. Ethan was asleep upstairs, and Sophia had retreated to the bedroom, smug in her perceived victory. The silence of the house felt oppressive, wrapping around Michael like a suffocating blanket. He had ended things with Jenna, cut ties with the only person who made him feel alive, and yet he couldn't shake the feeling that his world was still unraveling. Sophia's threats to take Ethan away loomed over him, a dark cloud of uncertainty. He was doing everything to hold on, but the cracks in his carefully constructed life were growing wider. A new reality. The morning after ending things with Jenna, Michael awoke to find Sophia in an uncharacteristically good mood. She hummed to herself as she prepared breakfast, the clatter of pans almost cheerful. But Michael knew better. This wasn't reconciliation, it was triumph. She believed she'd won, and her victory was a constant reminder of how trapped he was. Over breakfast, Sophia spoke as if nothing had happened. "Ethan has a soccer game this weekend," she said casually. "You'll be there, right?" "Of course," Michael replied, forcing a smile for Ethan's sake. Sophia glanced at him, her smile tight. "Good. It's important for him to see us as a united front." Michael nodded, but said nothing. He knew Sophia's words were laced with an underlying threat. "Step out of line, and I'll take Ethan from you." The shadows of doubt. At work, Michael struggled to focus. His thoughts were consumed by Jenna, her smile, her laughter, the way she made him feel like he mattered. He missed her more than he could admit, even to himself. But every time he considered reaching out, Ethan's face flashed in his mind, grounding him in the grim reality of his choices. Jared, his co-worker, noticed his distraction. "You okay, man?" he asked, leaning against Michael's desk. "You've been out of it lately." "I'm fine," Michael lied. "Just a lot going on at home." Jared raised an eyebrow but didn't press further. Michael appreciated the unspoken understanding, though it did little to ease the turmoil inside him. Sophia's next move. Sophia wasn't content with her victory. She wanted more, more control, more proof of Michael's submission. She began asserting herself in subtle but cutting ways, dictating how Michael spent his time and scrutinizing his every move. One evening, she announced, "I think it's time we saw a marriage counselor." Michael blinked in surprise. "A counselor?" "Yes," Sophia said firmly. "If we're going to fix this, we need professional help." Michael resisted the urge to laugh. The idea of Sophia genuinely wanting to fix their marriage was absurd. He knew this was another power play, another way to keep him under her thumb. But he couldn't refuse, not without risking another confrontation. "Okay," he said reluctantly. "If you think it'll help." Jenna's absence. Jenna's absence left a void in Michael's life. He avoided the places they used to meet, fearing the pain of running into her. But one night, unable to resist, he drove past her apartment. Her lights were on, and he imagined her inside, moving on without him. He parked down the street, his hands gripping the steering wheel. He wanted to knock on her door, to tell her he missed her, but he knew it would only complicate things. Instead, he sat in silence, the weight of his choices pressing down on him. Ethan's plea. One evening, as Michael tucked Ethan into bed, his son looked up at him with wide, innocent eyes. "Dad, are you happy?" The question caught Michael off guard. He hesitated, searching for an answer that wouldn't shatter Ethan's world. "Why do you ask, buddy?" Ethan shrugged, clutching his stuffed dinosaur. I just want you and Mom to be happy. Michael's throat tightened. He brushed a hand through Ethan's hair and forced a smile. Don't worry about us, buddy. We love you, and that's what matters. Ethan nodded, but his expression remained somber. Michael kissed his forehead and turned off the light, his heart aching. His son's innocence was both a blessing and a burden, a constant reminder of why he stayed. A tipping point. Sophia's control began to extend beyond their home. She started attending Michael's workplace events, inserting herself into conversations with his colleagues and painting a picture of a perfect marriage. Michael felt suffocated, but he played along, knowing any slip-up could have consequences. At one such event, Jared pulled Michael aside. "Everything okay with you and Sophia?" he asked quietly. Michael hesitated. "Why do you ask?" Jared glanced toward Sophia, who was chatting animatedly with a group of co-workers. "She seems intense." Michael forced a laugh. "She's just passionate." Jared didn't look convinced, but he dropped the subject. Michael's facade was slipping, and he knew it was only a matter of time before someone saw through it. A glimpse of freedom. Despite everything, Michael couldn't stop thinking about Jenna. He replayed their last conversation in his mind, her voice filled with both love and pain. One night, unable to resist, he wrote her a letter. "Jenna, I don't know if I'll ever have the courage to send this, but I need you to know how much you mean to me. You were the light in my darkest moments, the one person who made me feel alive. I'm sorry for the pain I caused you. I'm sorry I couldn't be the man you deserved. If things were different, I would have chosen you. But I couldn't abandon my son. He's the reason I wake up every day, the reason I keep going, even when it feels impossible. I'll always love you. Michael." He folded the letter and tucked it into a drawer, unsure if he would ever send it. But writing it gave him a sense of closure, however fleeting. Foreshadowing the collapse. As the weeks passed, Michael's life became a precarious balancing act. Sophia's grip tightened, Jenna's absence grew more painful, and Ethan's innocent questions chipped away at his resolve. The web he'd woven was tightening around him, and he knew it was only a matter of time before it all came crashing down. The chapter ends with Michael standing in Ethan's doorway, watching his son sleep. He whispers, "I'll always protect you," but his voice cracks under the weight of his promise. Outside, a storm brews, foreshadowing the emotional tempest to come. Chapter 8, Desperation's Edge. Michael Carter sat at the edge of his bed, staring at the divorce papers Sophia had left on the nightstand. Her ultimatum rang in his ears. "Sign these, and I'll make sure you never see Ethan again." The threat was a dagger to his heart, sharp and unrelenting. Sophia wasn't bluffing. Her confidence came from knowing she held the upper hand. Armed with evidence of Michael's affair, and a sharp tongue capable of spinning any narrative, she had painted herself as the wronged wife and him as the unfit father. He clenched his fists, anger bubbling beneath the surface. He couldn't lose Ethan, but he also couldn't continue living in this prison. Ethan's cry for help. That evening, Ethan approached Michael in the living room, his small face twisted with worry. "Dad, why do you and Mom hate each other?" he asked softly. Michael froze, guilt washing over him. He knelt down to Ethan's level, placing a hand on his son's shoulder. "We don't hate each other, buddy. Sometimes grown-ups just have a hard time getting along." Ethan looked unconvinced. "But you're always mad. I don't like it when you fight." Michael's heart broke. "I'm sorry, Ethan. I promise I'll do everything I can to make things better." Ethan nodded but didn't say anything else. As he walked back to his room, Michael felt the weight of his son's pain pressing down on him. It was yet another reminder of why he stayed, no matter how unbearable the situation had become. Sophia's power play. Sophia wasn't satisfied with her hold over Michael. She wanted to break him completely. Over the next few days, she escalated her campaign of control, using Ethan as a pawn in her twisted game. One morning, as Michael prepared Ethan's lunch, Sophia leaned against the counter, her arms crossed. "Ethan's been asking a lot of questions lately," she said casually, "about why his dad is never around." Michael stiffened but didn't respond. "I told him the truth, of course," she continued, her tone dripping with malice. "That his father is too busy sneaking around to care about his family." Michael's temper flared. "How dare you use him like that?" Sophia smirked. "I dare because you gave me the ammunition, Michael. Remember that." A glimpse of hope. Despite his resolve to stay away, Michael couldn't stop thinking about Jenna. One afternoon, he found himself driving to her favorite cafe, hoping for a glimpse of her. He parked across the street and watched through the window as she sat at a table, sipping coffee and typing on her laptop. She looked radiant, her auburn hair catching the sunlight streaming through the window. For a moment, Michael allowed himself to imagine what life could have been like with her. A life filled with warmth and love instead of anger and manipulation. But the fantasy shattered as quickly as it formed. He couldn't have that life, not without sacrificing Ethan. And that was a price he wasn't willing to pay. The custody battle begins. Sophia followed through on her threat, filing for sole custody of Ethan. The legal documents arrived one evening, delivered by a courier. Michael's hands trembled as he read through the accusations: neglect, infidelity, emotional unavailability. Each word felt like a dagger to his heart. He called his lawyer, a stoic man named Richard, who listened patiently as Michael explained the situation. "This won't be easy," Richard said. "Sophia has a strong case with the evidence she's presenting. But we'll fight it." Michael nodded, his resolve hardening. He couldn't let Sophia win, not like this. Jenna's perspective. Meanwhile, Jenna struggled to move on. She threw herself into her work, but no matter how busy she kept herself, thoughts of Michael lingered. She missed him, the way he listened, the way he made her feel seen. But she couldn't ignore the pain he'd caused her by walking away. One evening, as she scrolled through her phone, she found herself staring at his contact. Her finger hovered over the call button, but she hesitated. What would she even say? That she still loved him, despite everything? That she wished he would choose her? Instead, she put the phone down and stared out the window, her heart heavy with longing. A frantic search. The breaking point came on a stormy night. Michael returned home late from work to find the house eerily quiet. Sophia sat in the living room, her face a mask of cold fury. "Where's Ethan?" Michael asked, his voice laced with panic. "He's not here," Sophia replied, her tone flat. "What do you mean, he's not here?" Michael demanded. "I dropped him off at my sister's for the weekend," she said nonchalantly. "I thought you could use some time to think about your priorities." Michael's chest tightened. "You had no right to take him without telling me." Sophia shrugged. "I have every right. You're the one who's been neglecting this family." Michael stormed out of the house, his mind racing. He couldn't lose Ethan, not even temporarily. He drove to Sophia's sister's house, but the drive was fraught with doubt. What if this was just the beginning? What if Sophia really did take Ethan away for good? Reclaiming control. When Michael arrived at Sophia's sister's house, Ethan ran into his arms, his face lighting up with relief. "Dad," he exclaimed. Michael hugged his son tightly, his heart pounding. He looked up to see Sophia's sister standing in the doorway, her expression apologetic. "She told me it was just for the weekend," the sister said quietly. "I didn't know things were this bad." Michael nodded, swallowing his anger. "Thank you for taking care of him." Driving home, Ethan fell asleep in the back seat, and Michael glanced at him through the rearview mirror. He couldn't let this happen again. Sophia had gone too far, and it was time to fight back. Foreshadowing the collapse. As Michael tucked Ethan into bed that night, he felt a renewed sense of purpose. He couldn't control Sophia's actions, but he could control how he responded. The custody battle would be brutal, and the road ahead uncertain, but he wouldn't stop fighting for his son. Sophia, watching from the hallway, smirked to herself. She wasn't finished, not by a long shot. The chapter ends with Michael sitting alone in the living room, staring at the custody papers. He knows the storm is far from over, but for the first time in weeks, he feels a flicker of hope. Chapter 9, The Crossroads. The sun set on yet another tense day in the Carter household, casting long shadows across the living room walls. Michael Carter sat on the couch, his hands clasped tightly together, the weight of the custody battle pressing down on him like a physical force. The divorce papers sat untouched on the coffee table, a silent reminder of the war raging around him. Sophia's ultimatum played in his mind on repeat. "Cut Jenna out of your life, or I'll make sure you never see Ethan again." It wasn't just a threat, it was a promise. Michael knew Sophia well enough to understand that she would stop at nothing to win, even if it meant destroying him in the process. A ray of light. Amid the chaos, Michael found an unexpected ally, Ethan's teacher, Mrs. Hargrove. She'd noticed Ethan's struggles at school and reached out to Michael to offer her support. "I've seen cases like this before," she said during a parent-teacher meeting. "When a family is going through a difficult time, children often feel caught in the middle. But Ethan is a resilient boy, and he clearly loves you very much." Michael nodded, her words both comforting and bittersweet. "I just want to do what's best for him," he said quietly. Mrs. Hargrove gave him a kind smile. "Then keep showing up for him. No matter what happens, let him know he can count on you." Her words stayed with Michael long after the meeting ended. He didn't have control over Sophia's actions or the court's decisions, but he could control how he showed up for Ethan. That thought became his anchor in the storm. Jenna's unexpected call. Late one night, as Michael sat in his car outside a courthouse preparing for a preliminary custody hearing the next morning, his phone buzzed. Jenna's name appeared on the screen. His heart skipped a beat. He hesitated for a moment before answering. "Jenna." Her voice was soft, tinged with a mix of sadness and warmth. "Hi, Michael. I wasn't sure if I should call, but I couldn't stop thinking about you." Michael leaned back in his seat, closing his eyes. "I've been thinking about you too," he admitted, his voice heavy with emotion. "Every day. Are you okay?" Jenna asked, her concern evident. "You sound exhausted." "I am," Michael said honestly. "Sophia's doing everything she can to take Ethan away from me. It feels like I'm losing him." "You're a good father, Michael," Jenna said firmly. "No one can take that away from you." Her words were a balm to his weary soul, but they also stirred the ache of longing he'd tried so hard to suppress. "I miss you," he said quietly. "I miss you too," Jenna replied. "But I can't be in the middle of this, Michael. You need to figure out what you want." Her words were a gentle reminder of the line she'd drawn, and Michael knew she was right. "I know," he said. I don't know how to fix this." "Maybe you can't fix it," Jenna said softly. "But you can decide what matters most. The courtroom battle." The courtroom was cold and clinical, a stark contrast to the emotional turmoil unfolding within its walls. Sophia's lawyer painted Michael as an absent, unfaithful husband who prioritized his own desires over his family. Michael's lawyer, Richard, countered with evidence of his dedication to Ethan, but the battle was far from over. Sophia took the stand, her performance flawless. She spoke of her sacrifices, her love for Ethan, and her concern for Michael's ability to provide a stable environment. Michael clenched his fists under the table, anger bubbling beneath the surface as he listened to her lies. When it was his turn to testify, Michael spoke from the heart. He described his bond with Ethan, the joy he found in being a father, and his unwavering commitment to his son. "Ethan is my world," he said, his voice steady despite the lump in his throat. "Everything I do is for him. Sophia's trap." Outside the courthouse, Sophia approached Michael, her expression smug. "You put on quite the show in there," she said, her voice dripping with sarcasm. Michael glared at her. "I told the truth. Something you should try for once." Sophia smirked. "The truth doesn't matter, Michael. Perception does. And right now, I look like the perfect mother, while you look like a cheating husband who abandoned his family." Michael's jaw tightened. "I won't let you take Ethan from me." Sophia stepped closer, her voice dropping to a whisper. "Then do as I say. End this fight, sign the papers, and I'll let you stay in his life. Otherwise, I'll make sure he sees you for the failure you are." Her words cut deep, but Michael refused to back down. "Ethan will see the truth," he said. "And when he does, he'll know who really cared about him." A final meeting with Jenna. That evening, Michael found himself driving to Jenna's apartment. He knew it was reckless, but he needed to see her one last time. When she opened the door, her expression was a mixture of surprise and concern. "Michael, what are you doing here?" she asked. "I needed to see you," he said, his voice raw with emotion. "I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week, but I needed you to know how much you mean to me." Jenna stepped aside, letting him in. They sat on the couch, the silence between them heavy with unspoken words. "You're fighting so hard for your son," Jenna said finally. "That's what makes you a good man, Michael. But you can't keep carrying all this weight alone." Michael looked at her, his eyes filled with pain. "I don't know how to let go, Jenna. I don't know how to stop fighting." Jenna placed a hand on his cheek, her touch gentle. "Maybe it's not about letting go. Maybe it's about choosing who you fight for." Her words stayed with him long after he left, the weight of his decision pressing down on him, foreshadowing the final decision. As Michael drove home, his mind raced with possibilities. Could he truly win the custody battle? Would Sophia follow through on her threats? And what would happen to Jenna if he stayed in this toxic cycle? The chapter ends with Michael standing in Ethan's room, watching his son sleep. His heart ached with the knowledge that the choice he made would shape not only his future but Ethan's as well. The storm was nearing its peak, and Michael was running out of time. Chapter 10, The Chains We Choose. The early morning sunlight filtered through the blinds of Michael Carter's bedroom as he stared at the ceiling, his mind racing. Today was the final custody hearing, and the weight of the moment pressed down on him like never before. Across the room, Sophia moved with quiet efficiency, her expression calm but unreadable. She'd already won in her mind, her victory nearly sealed. Michael's thoughts drifted to Ethan, still asleep in his room. Every decision Michael had made, the lies, the sacrifices, the heartbreak, had been for his son. But as the clock ticked closer to the hearing, he wondered if it had been enough. The final hearing. The courtroom was packed, the air heavy with tension. Sophia sat across the aisle, her posture rigid and her face carefully composed. Michael's lawyer, Richard, gave him a reassuring nod, but Michael could see the concern in his eyes. The judge, an older woman with sharp eyes and a no-nonsense demeanor, began the proceedings. "We're here today to determine custody arrangements for Ethan Carter," she said. "Both parties will have the opportunity to present their cases." Sophia's lawyer went first, painting a picture of a devoted mother and a negligent, unfaithful father. The photos of Michael and Jenna were displayed on a screen, and the courtroom buzzed with murmurs. When it was Richard's turn, he focused on Michael's unwavering love for Ethan. He presented testimony from Ethan's teacher, who spoke of Michael's involvement in his son's life and the positive impact he had on the boy. But the judge's expression remained neutral, her decision unreadable. Finally, Michael took the stand. He spoke from the heart, his voice steady despite the emotions threatening to overwhelm him. "I'm not perfect," he admitted. "I've made mistakes, and I take responsibility for them. But my love for Ethan has never wavered. He's my world, and everything I do is for him." Sophia's expression hardened, but Michael didn't look at her. His focus remained on the judge, willing her to see the truth. A decision made. After hours of arguments and testimony, the judge finally spoke. "Custody arrangements in cases like this are never easy," she began. "The court's primary concern is the well-being of the child." Michael held his breath as the judge continued. "I find that shared custody is in Ethan's best interest. Mr. Carter will retain equal parenting time and decision-making authority." Relief washed over Michael as the judge's words sank in. He had fought for his son and won, at least in part. But the victory was bittersweet. He would still have to navigate the toxic dynamic with Sophia, and the weight of his sacrifices hung heavy in the air. Sophia's fury. Outside the courthouse, Sophia cornered Michael, her eyes blazing with fury. "You may have won today," she hissed, "but this isn't over. I'll make your life hell, Michael. You can count on that." Michael met her gaze, his expression calm but firm. "Do whatever you want, Sophia. As long as I have Ethan, I can handle anything." Sophia scoffed and stormed off, her heels clicking against the pavement. Michael watched her go, a mixture of exhaustion and determination settling over him. Jenna's goodbye. That evening, Michael sat in his car outside Jenna's apartment. He hadn't planned to come, but something had drawn him there. Maybe the need for closure, or maybe the hope that she could still be part of his life. When Jenna opened the door, her expression was a mixture of surprise and sadness. "Michael," she said softly, "what are you doing here?" "I wanted to thank you," he said, "for everything. You gave me hope when I needed it most." Jenna stepped aside, letting him in. They sat on the couch, the silence heavy with unspoken words. Finally, Jenna broke the silence. "So, what happens now?" Michael hesitated, the truth heavy on his tongue. "I can't leave Ethan," he said. "He needs me." Jenna nodded, her eyes glistening with unshed tears. "I know. And he's lucky to have you." They embraced, the moment bittersweet. When Michael left, he knew it was the last time he would see her. The chapter of his life with Jenna was over, but he would carry her memory with him always. The chains of sacrifice. Life settled into a new routine in the weeks that followed. Michael and Sophia maintained a tenuous truce, their interactions civil but strained. Ethan, blissfully unaware of the battles fought on his behalf, flourished in the shared custody arrangement. But for Michael, the weight of his choices remained. Nights were the hardest, the silence of the house amplifying his loneliness. He thought of Jenna often, her absence a constant ache. But when he looked at Ethan, his resolve strengthened. He had made his choice, and it was a choice he would live with. A heartbreaking truth. One evening, as Michael tucked Ethan into bed, his son looked up at him with wide, trusting eyes. "Dad, are you happy?" he asked softly. Michael froze, the question cutting deeper than any argument with Sophia ever had. He forced a smile, brushing a hand through Ethan's hair. "As long as I have you, buddy, I'm happy." Ethan nodded, satisfied with the answer. But as Michael left the room, he felt the weight of his lie. Happiness was a luxury he could no longer afford. His life was one of sacrifice, bound by chains he had chosen for the sake of his son. The final scene. The story ends with Michael sitting alone in the living room, a single lamp casting a warm glow. He sips a glass of whiskey, his thoughts heavy. The sacrifices he made for Ethan were worth it. He didn't doubt that. But the cost was a quiet, unspoken pain he would carry for the rest of his life. As the clock ticks toward midnight, Michael whispers to himself, "It's all for you, Ethan." His voice cracks, but he doesn't let the tears fall. Instead, he steels himself for another day, knowing that his son's happiness is the only thing that truly matters. Epilogue: The Chains We Wear. Michael's story is one of love, sacrifice, and the quiet strength of a father's devotion. His choices leave readers with a haunting question. What would you sacrifice for the ones you love? The answer, like Michael's journey, is both heartbreaking and profoundly human.